Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Protecting Europe's nature laws from the deregulation agenda. Interview with Robbie Blake from Friends of the Earth Europe. An internet action called Nature Alert, organized by BirdLife, the European Environmental Bureau, Friends of the Earth Europe and WWF, launched with the support of over 100 environmental NGOs across Europe, allows citizens in the 28 European Union countries to participate in the European Commission's public consultation about the effectiveness of Europe's nature laws, the Birds and Habitats Directives. The action includes clear instructions to answer the European Commission questionnaire. The objective is to save these laws and by doing so, the European nature from Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker's deregulation agenda, as stated by a joint press release sent out by BirdLife, the European Environmental Bureau, Friends of the Earth Europe and WWF on the day of the internet action was launched, May the 12th. Aiming to know more about the initiative of these NGOs, learn about the reasons behind it, and better understand what is at stake in Europe and the European Commission's real motives behind this consultation, Real World Radio interviewed nature campaigner at Friends of the Earth Europe, Robbie Blake. 10 days after the action was launched, it has now gathered the support of more than 124,000 people. Yesterday, the number was over 115,000, so the figure is growing fast. The e-action marks the beginning of a pan-European, multi-annual campaign to stop any threats to current nature protection efforts and to obtain better implementation and enforcement of Europe's nature laws, says the NGO's press release. The Birds and Habitats Directives are recognized as some of the strongest in the world to protect animals, plants, and habitats from extinction. The European Commission consultation process is happening in a context that is clearly hostile to nature conservation, as illustrated by President Juncker's rhetoric on business-friendly laws and cutting green tape, adds the text. The NGO Internet Action allows citizens to take part in the public consultation until July 24, 2015, and is the only opportunity for the public to express their views during this technical evaluation.
Real World Radio is interviewing Robbie Blake. He's a nature campaigner for Friends of the Earth Europe, now in Brussels. Robbie, first of all, welcome to Real World Radio and thank you for this time to have a conversation with us.
Thank you for inviting me. It's really nice to talk to you, Jose, and to speak on Real World Radio.
Okay, Robbie, on May the 12th, over 100 environmental NGOs across Europe launched a joint online action to save European nature from Commission President Juncker's deregulation agenda. That's what a press release from Friends of the Earth Europe said on that date. An intent action called Nature Alert is allowing nowadays citizens across the 28 European Union countries to participate in the European Commission public consultation and by doing so save the laws that protect nature in Europe. The organizations which are behind this new action called Nature Alert, as I said before, are BirdLife, the European Environmental Bureau, Friends of the Earth Europe and WWF. Robbie, why do we have this new action called by those organizations? Which are the main worries which are behind that?
Well, Jose, there's a really big threat to Europe's nature and the nature protection laws that we have in place at the moment, and organizations, environmentalists. Civil society were very shocked when the President Juncker, the President of the European Union, first came into power. It was 6 months ago, and on one of the very first days, he said that his priority, or one of his priorities, would be to review the laws that the European Union has that are protecting nature. They're called the Nature Directives. There's two of them. One of them is protecting habitats, and the other one is protecting birds. And he came in to power on a drive basically for deregulation. He says he wants to make the laws simpler for big business, and he has this phrase that they want to cut the red tape, which is a lot of the regulations in Europe. The European Commission and a lot of big businesses are arguing that a lot of these laws are getting in the way of businesses being able to trade and be able to do to sell their products, and really one of the main things in the firing line of this deregulation agenda is there's two quite old but really strong crucial laws that we've had about protecting our nature sites. So we felt, as did a lot of other civil society, that we need a really massive pushback in order to defend the laws that we have protecting nature in Europe. And that's why we've launched this this massive action, allowing citizens to express their support for the nature laws and for nature protection across the EU.
Robbie, you said something about trade. What would you say are the most important explanations or reasons by the European Commission, and specifically about the President Juncker, why they are trying to put through this deregulation agenda? What are the interests that are behind that?
Yeah, it's very interesting, and it's also very concerning. We see it as a big threat, not only for these particular nature laws, but also for wider regulations and standards that we have in the EU to protect not only environmental standards, but also social protections, labour protections, human rights protections. And it's really a power grab by big business, which has so much power and so much influence over the European Union and the politicians who are running it, so that they say they want to have even more influence over the lawmaking and over the policy discussions which happen in the EU, and that's what it's really about. And when it comes to these nature laws, I should explain a bit what the nature laws are. They list 1,000 species of animals and birds and a lot of different habitats right the way across Europe, which are endangered and which need protection. And they set up monitoring and they set up plans to be able to improve the biodiversity that we have in Europe. And they also establish these places called nature or Natura 2000 sites, which is 27,000 nature sites across Europe which are protected, which should not be developed, and which need to be fostering and improving biodiversity. There are some very, very special nature places in all parts of the north and the south and the east and west of Europe, which are protected by these Natura 2000 sites. But the EU says, as I say, that they want to re-examine and maybe they're threatening to weaken the laws and the protections for nature, for those nature sites that we have. And in this case, one of the interesting things that it's especially industrial farmers and big agribusiness that seems to want to see these laws weakened, and that's because the laws, according to the big agribusinesses, the laws are getting well. They're restricting agribusiness from being able to spray chemicals on the fields, and imposing costs on those on agribusiness for cleaning up a lot of the water pollution that is coming from factory farms, for example, the kind of pollution which is getting into our nature and our waterways, our rivers, and which is really harming nature. So, so those are some of the interests which seem to be pushing very strongly for weakening the nature laws. And you know, I mean, it comes in the middle of a very difficult economic crisis in Europe, which is still going on, and there's this very mistaken belief by politicians that if we reduce the regulations, if we allow businesses, big business, to sack employees much more easily, to not have so many regulations protecting labor and for the environment, being able to develop even on special biodiversity sites, then there's this mistaken belief that somehow this will grow the economy, whereas in fact we know that protecting biodiversity, protecting special nature sites is something which is crucial for the environment as well as for the well-being of people and communities, and privatizing those for big business is a big mistake and is not going to lead to better well-being or quality of life for Europe's citizens.
Robbie, yeah, it seems to be something common in the different regions as it is in Europe now. It has happened also in Latin America and other regions in the past, or not only in the past. Nowadays, when you are facing some kind of financial or economic crisis, there's always this explanation that you need to deregulate different services so you open the market and new investors are coming and you are going to be able to face this crisis in better conditions. Those are always the explanations made by governments and also by people influenced by corporations, and even corporations, it is sold as part of the solutions to the crisis, this thing of opening sectors and giving new waves to private investments in different sectors. So I think it's good this analysis that you make, Robbie. I wanted to ask you, these nature laws, the birds and habitats directives, when were they approved, Robbie?
In the early 2000s, these laws are 10 or more years old now, and it's interesting that was a time when the European Union was making some more progressive policies to protect the environment, it's very concerning that now the EU seems to be reversing that. It seems to be not only on protecting biodiversity, but on a lot of other areas in terms of air quality and air pollution, in terms of resource consumption. The EU seems to be at the moment really weakening and seeking to deregulate a lot of our environmental protections. So one of the reasons why there is such a big mobilization at this stage, why it's such a big priority for Friends of the Earth Europe and for many of the Friends of the Earth national organizations and for our activists, is because we feel that we need to make a very strong stand right now, not only to protect nature laws, but in order to make a stand against the deregulation agenda, and so this is really a very symbolic issue where people are saying, well, we're not prepared to accept that our nature and biodiversity can be deregulated and privatized just because of an economic financial crisis, and in fact that laws and regulations to protect our environment, as well as our labor rights, as well as human rights, and consumer and citizen rights, are really important for citizens, and that the EU must uphold them. So that's why we've got 100 different organizations across Europe in 30 different languages who are all mobilizing hundreds of thousands of citizens to make a very strong stand and to tell the European Commission very directly that we don't accept deregulation and that the nature protection laws must be strengthened and must be upheld. And we think we can make a strong enough stand that the European Union can't ignore us.
Okay, Robbie, let's go direct to the point of the internet action. When I say you, I mean Friends of the Earth Europe. I'm also talking about BirdLife Europe, WWF, and the European Environmental Bureau, who launched this internet action. Which is basically, Robbie, that's a web page, which is www.naturealert.eu. That's because the European Commission is doing like a consultation about this, about those laws. And in this web page that you launched with this internet action, you mentioned some of the questions and the answers that are needed to give to the European Commission to strengthen this value of nature conservation and the importance that these laws have for the region. So you are inviting people to participate, to go into the webpage and participate and see the kind of answers that the European Commission should look at and should listen. Is it true, Robbie? Is it that way?
That's exactly accurate. So the European Commission is for 10 weeks saying that they want to consult the public opinion of citizens across Europe about what they should do with their reconsideration of these nature laws, nature protection laws. It's very interesting. The European Commission is always extremely technical, and it has these very complicated procedures. And the same for this public consultation. They have a very complicated form that they ask people to fill out, as if they're trying to really. As if they're trying to put off the public from really engaging, but in fact, we have managed to get a really excellent computer software developer to write us a program that we can make a much simpler website interface where people can. Where ordinary citizens can input the answers directly into the European Commission's questionnaire without having to go through a lot of the complicated systems that the Commission's questionnaire has set up. So we're really making it much easier for people to be able to give the answers as a way of the public and citizens directly giving the message to the European Union that these nature protections are extremely important, and instead of trying to weaken the laws to protect our nature, the EU needs to do much more to make the laws stronger and to make sure that the nature laws are enforced much better, because even though they are good laws, the EU biodiversity is really in a bad state. The majority of the habitats, the natural habitats across Europe, are in a bad deteriorated state many of the species of our species of birds and animals that were once very common to my parents when they were children, for example, are now on the verge of extinction or endangered. So the message is that the EU needs to stand up for protecting the nature laws, protecting nature, and in fact needs to enforce these protections much more systematically across Europe.
Perfect, Robbie. I am right now in the webpage, as I said before, www.naturealert.eu, in the English page, and you launched it on May the 12th, and it has now over than 115,000 people that have called to save nature, as you said in the webpage.
Exactly, and that's a lot of people. We're very pleased with that. In just over 1 week, 115,000 citizens have given their input, but we've got 7 weeks left for this action before the European Commission closes their public consultation, and so we want thousands and thousands more.
Yeah, so the invitation is for the people to get into the webpage and sign and participate and take action, preserving nature. Robbie, anything
else? Exactly, and Jose, we want this to be the biggest response to a public consultation that the European Union has ever done. And actually, I think we're on track to do that if we can get much more support and more citizens engaged in this campaign and taking action. It's interesting that it's quite a complicated computer program in the background, but when you see the webpage, it's very simple to use, and it gives a very clear democratic message about how important nature is to people in Europe.
It was Robbie Blake, Friends of the Earth Europe, nature campaigner. And Robbie, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jose.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.